is good, everybody. We're glad that you are here. It's another edition of the Inside Carolina Coast to Coast podcast, but this is a special edition. No, not just because Sherelle finished his audition as the role of Overton in the Charlotte Playmakers reboot of Living Single, but Sherelle is here. Sean just got done tending to his mung bean garden. It's going to be a big night, y'all. But also because with Sean Moran and Sherelle McMillan, we're going to bring in some of UNC's commitments from the 2022 recruiting class. So want to bring those guys in. We'll set them up. Want to give a big shout out to our friends over at Johnny T-Shirt for producing the show. For sponsoring the show. We're happy that they're here, but want to welcome these first two guys in and really appreciate them being here. Seth Trimble and Will Shaver. What's up, fellas? How are y'all?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. Sherelle's here, who you know, Sean Moran, big-time analytics game recap guy for Inside Carolina. I will give you guys the real intro, too. So with us this evening, in addition to the three that you listeners and viewers usually see and hear, tonight we've got 6'3 from Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, Seth Trimble. And also 6'11 from Birmingham, Alabama, Will Shaver. Fellas, we appreciate you being here. I'm going to do some really psychological stuff to get y'all set up and ready to answer questions and engage with us. And then I'll let Sherelle and Sean get into the minutia. But each one of you guys right now, Seth, I'll start with you first since you were the first guy in the waiting room tonight. Right now, if you're going out onto the court and you get a chance to choose your own intro music, what are you picking?
Oof. That's a good one. Definitely something that falls under Lil Baby or Drake. I'm not sure yet. That's a good one. I'll definitely have to do a little thinking about that one.
Sorry, I've got you thinking. That's what we're trying to do. Will, you got a little bit of free time there to tee that one up, right? So what's your answer? If you've got to pick your intro music for a game right now, what are you picking?
Oh, geez. Probably some Lil Baby or something like that. I have no clue. Either Pooh Shiesty or Lil Baby, something like that.
Pooh Shiesty, Lil Baby. All right. I also would have accepted Lil Durk or Moneybag Yo, but that's,
oh, yeah?
That's another question. All right. Will, I'm going to go to you first on this one. What's your best personality trait? All right. So if I'm asking like six of your friends, what are they going to say your best personality trait is?
Super laid back.
Yep. So nothing phases you. You're just kind of mellow, even keel all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right. Seth, same question.
I'd say I'm a little outgoing. I'm social. Not really afraid to talk to anybody. So I think that's definitely my best trait. Outgoing.
Okay. I'll accept both those. That's pretty good. And the big thing is I've got you guys talking, which is what we're trying to do anyway. All right, last one, and then we'll let Sherelle and Sean talk some ball with you. Seth, you've got a free day with no ball, all right? No workouts, no nothing. Free day, do whatever you want to. What are you going to do? What are you going to spend your time doing?
It's summertime.
You pick. This is your world.
All right. I'm going to say it's summertime because it was Wisconsin winters. I'm going to say I'll sit outside, tan a little bit. Maybe I'll head to the beach with some friends or something. Go get something to eat with them. And then, just sounds like an ideal day to me.
Wait. A beach in Wisconsin. School me a little bit. Like, what is it? What is a beach in Wisconsin?
On Lake Michigan, there's Atwater Beach, which is really nice, but it's like a small, skinny beach. And then there's a Bradford Beach, which is, a really big beach.
Okay.
I mean, the lake isn't the prettiest, but the beach is all right.
It's a beach.
So, right.
Right. It's a beach.
that counts. We'll accept that. I appreciate the geography lesson, too. All right. I'm going to ask you the same question, Will. Will, if you've got a free day, nothing going on, nothing commanding your time, nobody needs you, nothing else, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with your day?
I'm taking my golf clubs and I'm going to the golf course easily.
Taking the sticks to chop them up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's your handicap?
My best at one point was -1.
For a 6'10 guy and you're a scratch?
I thought I was going to quit basketball, go play golf for a while, but I got down there, but I stopped playing. I hadn't played in probably like 6 months, but I used to be real, real good with it. So,
well, I'm sitting here with my mouth agape because that's a legit accomplishment. I, I'm not only in shock that a dude at 6'10", 6'11", has that kind of scratch, but I appreciate it. All right. And not to be omitted, he's last, but he's certainly not least. 6'10", Gary, Indiana, Jalen Washington. Jalen, how are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We appreciate you joining us. Listen, you got away from the I got you away from the, I guess, the heaviness that I gave to Seth and Will just now, but I'm going to throw you one little popcorn question before Sean and Sherelle jump in here with some questions about ball. You got to pick your intro music for a game right now. What are you picking?
My intro music? Oh, man, it's a tough question. Probably I've been listening to a lot of No Cap recently. He's one of my favorite artists, so I'd probably pick something by him.
Okay. Well, let's say, I'll be honest. If you would have dropped out with something from Lil Baby, then all three of you guys, I would know you're going to have the most excellent chemistry on the court next year because you all would have picked the same thing. But I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you joining us. Jalen, the way we're going to try to do this is Sherelle and Sean are our basketball minds. I'm just the guy trying to keep us on the rails. But I'm going to let these guys kind of popcorn you some questions a little bit. And, you know, they might hit one of you guys with a question. They might ask it for all of you. But just keep yourselves on mute if you're not answering. And then yeah, that way we can try to keep the background noise to a minimum. But keep yourselves on mute if you're not answering. But feel free to be as honest with us as you want to. And hopefully our listeners, who I know are chomping at the bit to hear from you guys, because, you know, you're the next big thing in Chapel Hill. So without any further ado, I will kick over to Sherelle. Sherelle, what do you have for the guys tonight?
So I'm going to stay with the fun theme for a moment. So I want to start with Will. So a big point of contention on this podcast is the barbecue in your home state. And we talked about the sauce. I was down there.
You buried there me 5 minutes committed. Into the first show.
When Jalen committed, I was down there. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go try some of the sauce and everything. Everybody talks about it. It's so great. And it was all right. So tell me, give me like a minute on why the sauce is really, really good.
Jeez, that's a good question. But I mean, if you're going to walk into any grocery store around here, the first thing you're going to see is barbecue sauce everywhere. But like, the first thing is you'll see is like this Carolina white sauce. That's what everyone buys here. But like in general, like barbecue sauce here is just different. I don't know why. It just hits different here. There's barbecue places everywhere you go, but like just in general, barbecue is a huge place here and the sauce is super important.
All right. We'll take it. So, and then the other thing, non-basketball, why is Lil Baby so popular? Somebody explain that to me. I don't care who it is. Seth, you can go. Just somebody tell me why Lil Baby is so popular. Because I don't get it. I'm old, but I don't get it.
Lil Baby, he's so popular because he doesn't have very many bad songs. Every song that Lil Baby features on is like he took over the song and it's his song. Or, you know, every one of his songs is like, oh my gosh, he just snapped again. So, like, really, Lil Baby is just like a hit. He rarely misses.
All right, fair enough. Jalen, you were going to say something?
Yeah, like his whole presentation, you know, he got the coldest beats, you know, he got the auto tune, the voice, and he got the flow. So everything about him, you know, people just like.
Sherelle, we got to step our music game up, man.
I still listen to Jay-Z because I'm old. So.
I was going to drop a Silk Sonic reference in here tonight, and yeah, now I feel like I'm so far behind. Oh man! All right, Sean, I'll let you have it, the fellas, and see what you can do picking some brains here.
Well, I'm gonna go away from the music and you know, talking barbecue. When I saw Will, I was in Dallas watching the Under Armour event, so I got my fair share of Dallas barbecue. But while Will was playing in Under Armour, both Seth and Jalen were playing in the Peach Jam. And I want to see from you two guys, how was it, you know, you guys were there for almost 2 weeks in a row. How was it playing, you know, 10, 11, 12 games kind of back to back? And how was that overall Peach Jam experience for you guys?
It was great. It kind of like kept you on your toes, just because if you lost one game one night, you got to turn around and play another one. So it always just kept you ready and just kept you competitive. It was really competitive out there. So it was great competition, great atmosphere. You know, besides the, you know, the fact of the whole social distancing, you know, COVID aspect of it, but it was great. It was fun.
And Seth, for you, I know, you know, there's almost like two different games. Like, you look at your stats from the first few games and then the last few, and you know, normally you might see a flip-flop where somebody's playing really well at the beginning and then their legs get tired and they kind of fall off, but you almost flipped it around. How'd you kind of go into Superman mode towards the latter part?
You know, I really just realized I had to do more. You know, the first few games, you know, I was kind of really laid back, kind of, you know, relied on my teammates more than, you know, relying on myself. It was just, I don't know. I feel like that when Peach Jam started, I kind of realized, you know, what I had to do in order for our team to succeed. And I mean, I just came in with a whole different mentality, actually, coming into Peach Jam. Came in with, you know I'm going to do this and that and knowing what I'm going to get done instead of, you know, EYBL, not really came in with a mentality, but, you know, I didn't have what I wanted to do in my mind. But that Peach Jam play, I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what I was going to execute.
So this is for Will. So obviously you took the first official visit under Hubert Davis. You're his first high school commit. What did that mean to you, I guess, to have that honor? Like UNC hasn't had a player commit to someone other than Roy Williams in 17 and a half years. So what was that like? And just being committed to UNC, what's it been like the last few months?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like I've said before, UNC was my dream school ever since I was a little kid. Every time you flip on the TV, UNC is always playing. And ever since I saw them, you know, when I was a little kid, it's been my dream school. And so just being able to have an opportunity to play there, first off, is a blessing. And then also for Coach Davis, just to be able to believe in me and show some love, that just means even more. And so it's just, you know, I'm super lucky, super grateful. And so I'm happy to be, you know, headed to Chapel Hill next year or, you know, in a couple months.
How'd you keep it so close to the vest? Your dad said that you and him and your mom didn't even really know that Carolina was your dream school. So how'd you kind of keep that to yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, like what went down was like we were in the bathroom right before our last meeting and he was like, are you going to surprise me in our last meeting? I was like, I'm a commit. And so that's how it went down. But, you know, I just didn't really, you know, articulate my feelings towards Carolina except for myself. And so, you know, that's how I really kept it to myself.
Gotcha. And then, you know, I guess we can go to Seth and to Jalen, kind of walk us through, you know, that moment when you knew that you were going to go to Carolina. We've talked about it, but I'm curious to hear it again. First, go with Jalen and then Seth.
All right. So I think it was, I'm not even sure, I can't even remember the day that I committed, but I remember, you know, talking to Coach Davis, but like a couple of days before, on the 4th, July 4th, you know, that was when I pretty much came to the decision. I didn't really, you know, tell too many people. I talked to my coaches about it. I just kind of wanted to keep it a little bit, you know, as a secret for until I actually talked to the coaches and my parents as well. So, you know, I'm coming home from a workout. It's probably like 11. And my dad, I think he actually received a call from Coach Davis and they were talking. And I had already told my dad what I wanted to do, I think the night before. So when I told them, you know, they were really excited. You know, they told me they already knew. My parents had told me they already, you know, had to learn that I wanted to go there. So when I told Coach Davis, he was so excited. He was really happy. And, it, you know, it was a really good day. And I was just telling them, you know, getting to announce that. It was awesome.
Who was, if I jump in before we go to Seth, who was someone who maybe hit you up on social or Instagram or wherever that it kind of shocked you, like a celebrity or a Carolina person?
Not really. Like after I committed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not really. You know, the fan page that they have, a couple of former players, you know, you just wish them luck and they wish you luck and say, you know, congrats. Like they Bayron Sharphead, he had texted me. He was just like, congrats. You know, Puff is always cool with everybody. Probably the nicest guy on the team. Yeah, he hit me up. But, you know, it's just really some of the players that went there are still there now.
Gotcha.
I'm going to, you know, you guys talked about being Carolina fans and I know, you know, Seth, obviously with JP, but, you know, maybe starting, I'll go to, you know, in order, Will, Jalen, Seth, but you know, what are some of your, you know, your fondest memories of Carolina, and who were the guys, you know, was it like the Justin Jackson crew, or who are the guys like you really remember watching, you know, in whether it's elementary school, middle school, or even, you know, your first few years of high school?
It was probably middle school around, you know, Justin Jackson time, like you said, them beating Gonzaga, that last second dunk, you know, to seal the deal. That really is like a staple on, you know, what Carolina basketball is. And that really sticks with you as a kid when you have those aspirations trying to get to where they are. And so that's kind of what staples into your mind of where you want to be one day.
For me, watching the championship game at Justin Jackson crew, I was always a fan of the underdog. So I didn't, at the time, I wasn't really a fan of UNC per se, but it wasn't until afterwards I started thinking a little bit more. See, I'm like eighth grade or, you know, whatever grade in middle school, you're not really thinking too much about, you know, college at that point. But it wasn't until, you know, after that game, I started thinking a lot more about basketball. You're like, yeah, these guys just won a championship, that, you know, something that you want to do. So I just feel like they had a winning pedigree, and, you know, they're just the, you know, the best.
For me, it was when my big brother was in school here at Carolina, of course. You know, those 3 years were some of the most fun times of my life. Being able to go to Bahamas, being able to go to Maui, being able to get into some practices and see him practice, being able to get onto the court, you know, at such a young age and shoot. I fell in love with UNC that early at that time, you know, just because I had a lot of experiences other kids didn't get to have. And, you know, it was really a blessing. I just always dreamt of, I've always dreamt of playing there ever since then. And I mean, the dream came true. And then it's just really amazing because, you know, as a kid, it was just like so many memories, so many amazing experiences, you know, being able to go to Cameron Indoor and cheer him on, being able to watch him play at home against Duke. Just so many experiences that just, you know, really topped it off.
All right. So I want to ask you guys, because all three of you have had different recruiting experiences, different AAU and high school experiences, and you probably had different COVID experiences as well. But I'm sure there were probably some common themes that came out of going through, you know, your junior year of high school as dealing with COVID and what that's like. I'm going to go with you guys as I see you on my screen. So, Seth, I'll start with you first. What was COVID like having to put basketball on hold? I'm assuming you guys missed a lot of games. And I know there wasn't a travel season last summer. What was that like for you personally?
COVID was, you know, an experience for sure. Started off with AAU. We started our first AAU tournament, I think it was either late July or early August. It was something around those times. But, I mean, it's just super weird, you know, having your season, your AAU season in August. And then with high school, we played with masks the whole year. So, you know, that was a new challenge that, I mean, we got used to it, but, you know, it was a big challenge. We got quarantined twice during the season. So, I mean, we got quarantined once. And, you know, but it was a long 14 days, you know, no basketball. And then you have to come back, you know, and play. But, I mean, we came back really, really strong. But COVID was definitely, you know, a new experience for me and something I wouldn't want to experience again.
Will, I ask you something in the same vein, but a little bit of a different question. What was the biggest change for you coming back from COVID? What did you, you know, was it physical? Was it mental, trying to kind of get your mind back in the game? What was it for you that you felt like was your biggest challenge kind of reacclimating to ball after COVID was, or after we were trying to get out of the pandemic, mm-hmm. the main part of the pandemic?
Yeah. So I'd say, you know, going into COVID when, you know, we went into lockdown, I was around 295. And so that was my biggest challenge ahead, was how am I going to get to where I need to be so I can move, you know, guard multiple positions. And so that was the challenge I faced. And so, you know, got on a diet. I worked out outside at this state park court right next to my house, you know, for 3 months. And so, you know, we worked, you know, got down to 235, and, you know, coming back, that was really the biggest challenge, was just getting my weight down. And I did that. And so, July comes around, I think, like Seth said, late July, early August. And so, you know, that was probably the biggest thing. And so, you know, I did a pretty good job of accomplishing that, I'd say. So that was probably the biggest challenge.
Look, man, you dropped 60 pounds. That's a hell of a lot of work for a kid your age. That's impressive, man. Well done. Jalen, I ask you something kind of similar too, but in that same COVID vein, what was the one thing, you know, Will talked about kind of dropping the weight so that he can guard multiple positions. Seth talked about having to kind of change up their cadence and you know, being in quarantine a couple different times. For you, what was the one thing that you worked the most on while you weren't able to do normal team activities?
Really, while we were in quarantine, just being in the basement, just trying to lift, try to get my, you know, just get stronger and, you know, still refine the skills. I got a hoop right outside my backyard. It's not too much like room, and I got like the cable wires like connected to the house. So yeah, not too much room to work with, but you know, still just trying to work with what you got. So, you know, doing your ball handling every day, coming out here trying to get your form, shooting and getting jump shots up with my brother. Just that was really the biggest thing, just working with what you had, just that just adjustment from having I guess in a sense everything to not really having too much to work with.
Gotcha. So I wanted to ask each of you, because your recruitments kind of had a similar pattern. You all got an offer in May and then all committed in either June or very early July. So what was it about Coach Davis that, you know, made you trust him enough to, you know, put your career in the hands of someone who hadn't been a head coach before? And I guess we'll start with Jalen and then Seth and then Will.
Coach Davis is a really genuine guy. So you can tell that, you know, people give off vibes, you know, when you talk to them and you can just tell, you know, by having a conversation with them, anybody could. There's no secret agenda with them. You know, everything that he feels, he's gonna let you know from the jump. So that was really one of the biggest things that, you know, just helped me build my trust up with him. And, you know, one of the other things is him being a former player. You know, I feel like players now, they always have a respect for former players just because they understand the game. They understand a lot of the things that, you know, parents and non-players wouldn't understand. So that would be another thing. And, you know, him having his experience at Carolina too, that's the third thing that, you know, that tops it off.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had, ever since Coach Davis has got, you know, his head coaching job, I've always had 100% faith in him. You know, he was a guy who spent a good amount of time in the NBA. He's with ESPN. And, you know, he was under Roy Williams, for however many years. So, you know, I had the most faith ever that he'd be great. You know, he's under one of the greatest coaches of all time. So, I mean, I really just had no doubt in mind. And, you know, just talking to him, kind of going off of what Jalen said, super genuine guy, very down to earth. You know, he's very honest with you. You know, I strongly believe in him and 100% confident in him.
Yeah, just reiterating what Jalen and Seth said, you know, just being around him, you can tell he has a genuine love for everybody he works with. And so that really catches a player's eye. And, you know, seeing the way he treats his staff, treats his players, it's all love. And the way he treats his family too, you know, being at his house, eating dinner with them, it really catches your eye. And plus, you know, he's got the pedigree to back it up. You know, he's been in the league, played with Michael Jordan. And he didn't stop because of his age. He stopped because he wanted to. And so you can just – all that comes into play and is a factor on why us three all trust him.
Gotcha.
Well, this question goes to Jalen, kind of maybe going down a little bit. Obviously, it's also important, the assistant coaches, you know, who's building that relationship. And I think you built a pretty good one with Sean May. And, you know, with him, this really being his first year as a full assistant, you know, how was it dealing with him? I've heard a lot of great things about him from a coaching perspective. And also, you know, were you familiar with his game, or have you had to go back to some old YouTube clips to watch him play in a Carolina uniform?
No, he and my coaches, they actually came out in the same year. So one of my coaches was a former player at NIU. So, and, you know, they went to state and all of this. So, you know, they're pretty familiar with his game. They're telling me, like, you know, back in the day, because Chris Hunter, he's Westside is his alma mater. So telling me, like, these are the top bigs in the state pretty much. So I was already decently familiar with him, and you know, just getting to meet him, that's my guy. We both come from the same state, so we can share, you know, some experiences about, you know, being in Indiana. And then, you know, we play the same position pretty much. So, you know, just looking forward to learning tips from him about, you know, certain moves or, you know, just parts of the game. And then, you know, from the aspect being off the court, he's a good guy to, you know, fun guy to hang around and just talk to.
So y'all know I'm the recruiting guy. So Carolina is still recruiting in your class, and obviously kind of the big name is Cam Whitmore. So I want each of you to take 45 seconds, 30, 45 seconds, and tell him why he should come to Carolina.
Cam Whitmore, you should come to North Carolina because we're the best school in the country, and we want you and need you here.
Yes, sir, Cam. I mean, well, Jalen said, we want you and we need you here. You know, we fully believe in you from what we've seen, from what I've seen from you. You know, I think there's no doubt in mind that you'd be great and special here. So, I mean, just know we're rooting for you, fam. We want you here and need you.
I may not be on the UIBL, but I've seen plenty of film, and you can hoop. We need you here. it can, you know, add to our class. We got three really, really good players here. And we really need you. We'll be cutting down nets with all of us one day.
Okay. I'm sure he'll that'll find its way to him somehow. So one more question about y'all, and we're going to go into a little bit of a rapid fire thing. It'll be fun. How do y'all three, like, do you connect, like, you know, via a group chat or anything? And how can you start building chemistry now for when you all get to Carolina? I know you're going a little bit early, Will, but how can y'all start building chemistry now for next season?
Yeah, I mean, we connect more than often. We have a group chat on iMessage. You know, we talk all the time. We were keeping up with each other on the, I mean, just we've been keeping up with each other for however long. When I committed, Will reached out to me right away. When Jalen committed, we reached out to him right away. You know, it was all just, we kind of have that bond with each other already. Like, you know, if they were here with me right now, I'd be able to kick it with them however, and, you know, wherever. And just super excited to keep building on it, because from what we've built already, it's super strong.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest things is just keeping in contact with each other, communication. You know, whether it's like we're talking about something serious and something that doesn't even matter, we won't remember the next day. You know, just getting a feel for each other. Getting, you know, comfortable being or just in communication with each other. That way, when we actually get around each other, we already have a good sense of how we are as people.
Yeah, like saying the same things they did, like group message on, you know, on text messages, same thing. But, you know, just keeping in contact, you know, talking about how, you know, we are as people, being able to connect, you know, see what's in common, you know, building that, you know, relationship, you know, with that first foundation. And so, you know, you can tell we all have, you know, some chemistry already. And so that's the biggest thing, is just building that, you know, friendship. So when we are together, you know, we have one common goal.
All right. So before we get into our rapid fire segment, I'm going to impart some wisdom on you young bucks. When your family is in town, and you've probably done this already when you were visiting, but when your family's in town, send them to Johnny T-shirt. Johnny T-shirt on East Franklin Street, big sponsors of this here podcast and all of Inside Carolina's content. If you need the gear, Johnny T-shirt has it for you. I know you guys are going to be back in town for football games coming up soon. You'll be tailgating. Tell your family if they need to go pick up some gear, head to Johnny T-shirt. Or if they want to go to JohnnyT-shirt.com and have it shipped to them before they get into town, save some time on game day. Johnny T-shirt will take care of you that way too. All the new Nike stuff. They got stuff from Columbia, Cutter and Buck, any brand that you can think of. The top quality, quick turnaround, and their warehouse has just about everything you could think of. So Johnny T-shirt, JohnnyT-shirt.com. We thank them for supporting, and we hope that you guys will too. Stick around for 1 second. Let the national guys pay the bills. We're going to be right back with Seth Trimble, Will Shaver, Jalen Washington. Going to do a little bit of rapid fire before we get out of here tonight.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we appreciate you guys sticking around for this special edition of the Coast to Coast podcast. With me as always, Sean Moran and Sherelle McMillan. We've got three very special blue chip guests tonight. The three commitments for UNC's 2022 class are here with us, giving us some time. And all these guys are in the Central Time Zone, I believe. So I definitely appreciate them carving out an hour from their evening and making sure the time lines up and all that good stuff. Sean's usually 3 hours behind. We don't give him any props. So we'll definitely take care of you three guys because this is new for your schedules. All right, fellas, I'm going to hit you with some rapid fire stuff, and I'll let you answer in this order because, again, this is what I see on my screen. We'll go Seth, Will, then Jalen. All right. Keep your answers short, or if you want to elaborate, you can elaborate. It's your show, but I'm going to throw these at you and let you take with them as you want to. All right. Favorite Jordans?
Jordan 3s.
Jordan 1.
1s?
10s or 11s.
11. 10s or 11s. See, I'm partial to the 11s, too. I think Sherelle would say all of them. Sherelle, what would you say?
The 7s? I would go 11. I would go
11s. 11s are so classic. There's nothing wrong with any of those. 1s, 3s, or the 10s or the 11s. Sean, what's yours, by the way? I'm just curious.
I'm going to go with the 8s.
The 8s? All right. See, I can respect that. At least, if anybody was said anything past like 11, I would have given you the side eye. So that's good. You guys are at least on the classics. All right. Late
Jalen,
sleeper.
Jalen has them. Jalen showed them to everybody on camera. He's got them right there.
That's impressive.
It's so versatile. You can wear it with a suit. You can wear it with, on the court. You can wear it
really
with a tux.
Can.
It's just it's super versatile.
Patent leather makes it work. It makes it absolutely the most functional Jordan ever. All right. Same order. Seth, Will, Jalen. Late sleeper or early riser?
I say a little bit of both. I might go to sleep late sometimes, but I'm still getting up early,
All right. We know who our politician is.
A little bit of both.
All right. Well played. Will.
Early riser every time.
Jalen.
Late sleeper.
So we know who's going to be missing the bus. All right. Cool.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I appreciate the honesty, man. Okay. Leg day or extra sprints? Seth.
Leg day.
Will.
Leg day. And
leg day.
Jalen.
I'm going to go with the sprints. The leg, your legs might get worn out after.
I love the variety here, and I love you guys are being honest with us. All right. Here's an off one for you. Everybody loves Carolina blue, but would you rather wear the home whites or the Carolina blue away jerseys? Seth.
I said Carolina blue away jersey.
Will.
Easily. Carolina away.
All right. Jalen.
Carolina blue. That's the best.
All three for the blue is impressive. All
they
right.
need to bring back the black jerseys, though.
You might be in position to make that happen, guys.
I heard.
You too.
I love to wear those.
Y'all can probably talk to some of the folks. I think since it's actually going to be you guys will be the ones wearing them. You might be able to pull some sway around and make that happen. All right, just for Sherelle and Sean and I, just that we don't feel so antiquated after hearing all the little baby talk earlier. Tupac or Biggie, Seth?
Biggie.
Will.
Biggie.
Jalen.
Oh, that's shocking.
Big.
Oh, man.
All what? Three for Big. I don't think there's a wrong answer there, by the way. It's impressive that all three of you said the same thing. Who do you pattern your game after? And it can be a current player, or it can be somebody that's, that may have retired the NBA. I mean, just who do you, if you're telling me right now that there's one guy who's got an arsenal and his bag of moves that you want to go to, who are you patterning your game after? Seth?
I say Donovan Mitchell. I think his game is fairly similar to mine, and to resemblance that could be really.
I can see that. Sean always makes fun of me on the show too, because I always ask him for comparisons when we're talking about specific players. So I love that I'm actually being able to put you guys on the spot for it. Will, who do you say you pattern your game after?
Jeez, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Kevin Love or Kelly Olynyk, one of those two.
That works. I could see it. Jalen, what about you, man?
Since middle school, I had always watched and studied Tim Duncan. His simplicity is just it's mastery. So he's one of the players that I try to pattern my game after.
No. Jalen, thank you. Thank you. Because we are old. And so I was waiting for everybody to be like, oh, Kevin Durant, KD, Kyrie.
It's really not like that, though. There's like so many players that you kind of got to watch for different parts of the game. But
right. He's
one of the players, like I first started, like when I first started studying the game, it was somebody who I watched constantly.
No wasted movement with the big fundamental, that's for sure. All right, guys, one last question, and we're going to let you guys get out of here and get back onto your excited lives. Give me one word about Coach Davis, Seth.
Perfect. I think you can't really get a better coach than that.
All right. Will.
Joyful.
Joyful?
Yeah, joyful.
Awesome. Jalen.
Authentic.
All right. I love the thought behind all three of those. All right. So before we let you guys get out of here, Sean, Sherelle, you have any question for the guys before they cut and run?
I'll do one question. With the clock ticking down, what is the go-to move for each of you guys? I'll go with Seth first.
I prefer an isolation on the right wing. And definitely a 1-2, one or two dribble pull up. Definitely. I feel I'd be automatic in that clutch moment.
I'm on right block, and I'm taking a middle, hooking them with my elbow, finishing on the opposite side.
I feel like I saw that a few times in Dallas.
That's my go-to.
I feel like mine would be try to get the ball in the mid post, probably on the left block. No, I mean on the left side. That way I can either get to my jab, pull up, or, take a couple dribbles and, you know, just rise over and, you know, either a hook or, you know, a jumper.
Well, the jab pull up, I feel that's money every time from 15 feet.
Yeah. I'm going to work on it a lot.
And last one from me. So this is for Will and for Jalen. You're in the Smith Center. It's a year from now. Coach Davis says you have to make 53s within a minute. Or let's just say you have to make 53s. Who's making more, Jalen or Will?
Jalen Washington.
Easy, me.
Thank you. The perfect answers. If one of you said the other, I was going to be like, really?
I love that Jalen went third person on us. That was impressive. And not to be phased, Will's like, oh, that's what he's going to say. Yeah, of course, I'm going to say me. That's well done, guys. Well, listen, we appreciate the three of you guys joining us tonight. I hope this was as fun for you as it was for us and for our listeners and viewers that are checking us out on YouTube as well. We appreciate your time. We're excited to follow your careers over the next few years. And wish you nothing but the best as you get ready to matriculate to Chapel Hill. So best of luck to you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right, fellas. What do you think? We got Seth Trimble, Will Shaver, Jalen Washington, three very different young men, but all are at the risk of sounding really old, which is a theme tonight. They're all really relatively delightful.
Yeah, I think with Hubert Davis and even with Roy Williams, there was a certain type of player, regardless, or as Rob Harrington would say, irrespective of how they play basketball, there's a certain personality that UNC attracted. And I think you see that come through with Will, Jalen, and with Seth. They all kind of have that bubbly personality. And did you see how much they smiled when you mentioned Giant T-shirt? The room lit up. Everybody was like, it was teeth. It was all teeth.
I mean, that's gold for our sponsors right there. So, I mean, obviously those guys know about the goodness that is Johnny T-shirt on East Franklin Street. Well played. Sean, what were your thoughts hearing those guys, each of them, you know, talk about the grind on the AAU, I'm sorry, talk about the hashtag grind on the AAU circuit, and then also, you know, how they felt about their go-to move, which, by the way, was a great question.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they've all, you know, as with your question, they all had to go through a lot last year and through the high school season, basically to get, you know, get the Carolina offer. And now, just even though it's been a few months, I think they've all been able to develop a pretty strong relationship early on. And we'll see if that class grows. But, you know, it seems like a great, great first class for Hubert Davis. And then in terms of the go-to move, you know, I was just hoping what I had in my head was going to be similar to what they're saying, just from the different film we've been able to watch. So was glad to hear, you know, what they were saying synced up with what some of the film has shown as well.
If nothing else, I think it's really neat too that those guys all seem to have not necessarily the exact same thing that Cheryl said, but they all have affable personalities towards one another. And I think, you know, again, when you think about not just them as a group and a class together, but when you think about how you will build around those guys or how other players might be able to plug in or how they will even plug in with the players they're going to be joining, I think that speaks volumes. And it does go a little bit to what you were saying, Sean, and also similar to what Sherelle said about, you know, the certain personality type.
And I was just going to say for those wanted to see some of those moves, the one Seth mentioned, if you find his MBPA camp highlights, I can't remember the exact, you know.
He hit a game winner, wasn't it? Didn't he do that for a game winner?
Yeah, it was the exact move he's talking about, and that's why it stuck in my head. Is from the right wing, he did kind of a crossover hesitation thing, two dribble pull up from about the free throw line extended. So like I could see, like Sean, to Sean's point, I could see each one of them doing their thing because we watched the film of them all summer. So I would urge everyone to just go back and look at their film from this past summer so you can see that. And to your point, Joey, I mean, I think all three of them, you know, committing so quickly to Hubert Davis says a lot about Hubert Davis. You know, you heard one, Seth said perfect. Will Shaver said joyful. And I can't remember exactly what Jalen said.
Authentic.
So, I mean, that is what we've heard from everyone. Yeah. And, you know, we always try to be fair and objective, you know, in South Carolina. And I would tell you if someone behind the scenes was like, oh, he's a jerk or, you know, people don't like him. But it's always energy, joy, passion, you know, compassion. That's all the stuff we hear from parents and people around the program. So I think his authenticity, as Jalen said, has been coming through, you know, since you got the job in April.
And I'm not just saying this because, you know, they came on our show, but I'm in awe of kids that are able to speak that well in kind of an impromptu setting, right? I mean, this is a weird setting for a 17.
You didn't give them any prep time either. I thought, even we get some prep time. They just came in, you know, no warm-up time, just firing.
But that's where you get the real McCoy out of each one of them. And I think that, you know, to their credit, I hope that some of their parents see or hear this. To their credit, they all did really well with no prep and in an awkward environment where, you know, again, they're on Zoom with some dudes that they really don't know. And they were kind of in a relaxed environment in their homes, which helped probably a little bit. But they definitely weren't in that mode of being able to answer questions like they would be with somebody sticking a mic in front of them. So I think that, again, respect where it's due. Boys, anything before we get out of here?
I thought the Cam Whitmore pitch was very interesting, and we'll see what happens.
Need to get Siegley to cut that up and just put that up on Inside Carolina's Twitter handle, right? John Siegley, so if you're listening.
So just, you know, since we're here, the recruiting updates are, you know, Tyler Nickel is scheduled to visit this coming weekend to UNC. And then, you know, of course, Cam Whitmore visited a couple weeks back. And so that's really all that we know as of now. And hopefully things will pick up or we'll see what happens with those two and see where it goes from there.
And the only thing from my end, obviously, Trout committed to UVA this weekend. But, you know, going back to that, really the second live period, UNC paid no attention to him at Under Armour. And, you know, the third, there didn't seem to be much. And, you know, I don't know if that was that particular case, or maybe they just kind of realized it was going to be a tough uphill battle and decided, hey, let's not waste our time. Where, you know, I know in the past, you know, they would fight till the very end, even if it wasn't looking likely. So it will be interesting to see how they continue to move on different types of recruitments going forward.
Absolutely. And guys, as always, this is always a lot of fun for me. You guys always bring a lot of knowledge, and if nothing else, I leave the show being a smarter person, which really that's all that matters when I go to bed at night, is am I smarter than I was earlier today? But because you guys are humanists, we do this for our listeners and our viewers. And I hope that they enjoyed the time with the three commitments tonight. I hope that they, you know, took away as positive a feeling as I did about those three young men joining the UNC program. And again, I think they'll be fun to cover for the next 2 to 3 to 4 years or however long they're involved with the UNC program. But for Sean Moran, for Sherelle McMillan, I appreciate you guys being here. If you like what you heard tonight, give us 5-star ratings on whatever platform you're listening and or, you know, reviewing or whatever. But just make sure you're giving us some good feedback, because again, that helps us with the algorithms that these platforms put us out on. And we really appreciate it. Special shout out to Johnny T-Shirt for sponsoring the show and to John Siegley for producing the show, as I errantly misstated earlier. But we appreciate their contributions to the show. I mean, it's late, guys. I'm falling off. We need to hit the eject button. All right. We appreciate you guys being here. We'll catch you next time. This has been InsideCarolina.com's Coast to Coast podcast. I'm Joey Powell. See you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.